recognizing inherent goodness to celebrate and give thanks, the pulse of creation is singing the goodness of God and of God's gift of goodness in all things. We become more aware of the beauty of all that is and tap into gratitude as our first task in creating more goodness in the world.
Good morning. Welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church and to this worship service, Sunday, October 4th, 2020. A special welcome to those worshiping with us for the first time. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Our worship series for this season is Sacred Earth, Sacred Work, and this Sunday's focus is Spirit of Compassion. And what a Sunday it is! Today is the traditional feast of St. Francis of Assisi, and we will remember St. Francis and his spirituality toward God and all creation. We will celebrate a blessing of the animals, both within this service and in our live Zoom gathering on Sunday, October 4th at 11. And today is World Communion Sunday. We will remember that in our prayers, and we will be celebrating Holy Communion together in that same live Zoom gathering this Sunday morning at 11. As I said, what a Sunday it is. We will first hear the news of community and then enter into worship.
Greetings and welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church's worship service. I'm David Durant and I'm your liturgist for today, October 4th. I want to welcome those of you who are joining our worship service for the first time. We hope you find it meaningful and would love to hear from you. Please email Reverend Fred with any questions you have about Hillcrest or about your own spiritual pilgrimage. The written news of community was emailed by Reverend Fred on Saturday, October 3rd. If you would like to be added to the distribution list, please contact the Hillcrest office. And now for brief announcements. Virtual Fellowship Hour with Communion and Animal Blessing will take place this Sunday at 11 a.m. Children's Sunday School will also be held on Sunday afternoon. We hope you and your children will make time to join in. On Wednesday at 4 p.m., Adult Ed will continue its discussion of the book, So You Want to Talk About Race. Please come check it out. Hillcrest is once again providing used clothing to those in need. We have new protocols for online shopping instead of in-person shopping. Those of you who wish to donate clothing can now drop them off in Room A, that's next to the Rose Garden. Drop-offs are Mondays from 9 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. You may have also heard that Contra Costa County guidelines have changed regarding in-person worship. Hillcrest's leadership is discussing the impact of those changes on our worship, and we'll keep you informed. Hillcrest office hours are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to noon. Safety protocols are in place and need to be followed for the protection of visitors, staff, and others. It is best to make an appointment ahead of time. And now, let us all quiet ourselves and prepare for worship.
Sing, and all creation, everything sings your praises, alleluia. Your burning sun with golden beam, your silver moon with softer gleam, sing your praises, alleluia, 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 alleluia. After day, your planet Earth in every way sings your praises, alleluia. As savory fruit and fragrant flower, show forth your glory and your power, singing praises, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. sinners, take our part. Sing your praises, alleluia. Christ goes before us to renew the way that leads us home to you. Hear our praises, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
To you, O God, all creatures sing, and all creation, everything. So we just sang. And it was St. Francis of Assisi who wrote those words many centuries ago, himself borrowing from the biblical book of Psalms, written many, many centuries before that. They have in common their intentionality, the intentionality to draw closer to God the Creator, to all of creation, and to who we were created to be, free and compassionate human beings. Let us enter into worship together, listening for God, listening for creation's voice, with our whole selves.
Here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in the mystery of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body.
I invite you to a moment of quiet rest, the time of slowing the pace of your body and mind, so that the spirit can settle. The chimes will call us to prayerful meditation. Compassionate God, you who know our hearts and love us without condition, create in us desire to see your essence within us, so that we might see that in others, and honor your holy presence in all things. We praise you for this day, this people, this planet. In this silence, we connect to you and to our deep compassion for ourselves and others.
We take time now to remember and to bless the animals and our relationship with the animals. If you're worshiping on Sunday morning, October 4th, I invite you to join us in live time at our Zoom gathering at 11 a.m. At that time, I'll invite all who are participating to have a bowl of water handy and to sprinkle or gently rub a bit of water on their animals as I speak the blessing. If you're participating in this worship at another time or would prefer to do so now, I invite you to pause and then prepare a small bowl of water and bring your animal close by. For all of us, those with animals or not, I invite us to open our hearts and minds to all the animals of the world and their place and our place with them within God's great creation. Now I invite you to join me in speaking the words printed in bold on the screen as we pray together. Hear, O God, our prayer for our friends, the animals. For them we thank you, and we ask your care. And for all who deal with them, we ask for compassionate hearts, gentle hands, and kindly words. Make us all friends of the animals, even as they support us and are friends to us. Teach us to share your mercy and wisdom, O God. Teach us to be friends of the animals and of all of your creation. Amen. For those blessing their animals now, I invite you to hold out an open hand over the water that you'll be using. For all of us present, I ask you to join me in prayer. We thank you, O God, for the gift of creation. From the beginning, your Spirit moved over the waters, and from out of the waters sprang forth all life. Let your Spirit move over these waters now, that our dear companions, the animals, and we, and the whole of creation, might be blessed through this ritual. Sustain and nurture all of us, all a precious part of your wonderful creation. Amen. As I speak this blessing over live animals, I invite you to sprinkle or lightly rub water on those that are with you. First, please, I invite you to say the name of your animal or animals now. God delights in you and in all the joy you bring. God bless you for life in God's great creation. Amen. And now I know there are those among us who ask for blessings over stuffed or plush animals. As I speak this blessing over those animals, I'd invite you to say these words and apply a little water if you'd like. First, speak the name of the one or ones to be blessed. God delights in you and in all the joy you bring. God bless your relationship with, and here speak your name or all names that apply, and with all. Amen. God bless all animals and our relationships with them. And let all of us say together, Amen.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in the mystery strong body, gathered here in the struggle of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body.
With open hearts, we acknowledge the pain that coexists with goodness and gratitude. We listen to the groans of the world, and the Spirit helps us to grieve and to intercede on behalf of all those who suffer, letting go of our fear that can make things worse at times.
In his book, When St. Francis Saved the Church, How a Converted Medieval Troubadour Created a Spiritual Vision for the Ages, writer John Sweeney tells the story of another spiritual great and kindred spirit, Rabbi Menachem Mendel. When he was receiving learned guests, the rabbi astounded them by asking all of a sudden, where does God dwell? They laughed at him. What's the matter with you? Isn't the world full of God's glory? But the rabbi himself answered, God dwells where God is allowed to enter. Sisters and brothers, allow the God of Rabbi Mendel, the God of St. Francis, the God of Jesus Christ, and the God of our ancestors to enter and to dwell in you now. I invite you to make a fist with your hands and imagine in those clenched fists all that you are holding tightly and that has a hold on you. It may be something or some things specific. It may be a less defined fear, anxiety, worry, a sense of grief, loneliness, helplessness. Now, I invite you to slowly open your fists and imagine a letting go into the loving embrace of the Spirit who transforms all things. All shall be well. All manner of thing shall be well. As we let go and open up our spirit to God's Spirit, we find ourselves better prepared and ready to share our concerns and to hold, with love, the concerns of others and the pain of our world. On this World Communion Sunday, in which we celebrate our relationship with God and all of God's people and recognize that God's resources are for all, everyone has a seat at the table. And on this Animal Blessing Sunday and Feast Day of St. Francis, when we recognize the blessedness of creation and of all within God's creation, all animals, domestic and wild, have a place within God's great creation, all relate to each other and all work together to sustain life for all. We pray to our living and loving God. We thank you for all we are and all you call us to be. We thank you for our faith community Hillcrest and for all the care and joy and love that we share. We thank you that digging has begun to bury the power lines connecting our campus to the power grid and that our corner of Gregory and Cars now will be safe from the sort of accident 1 year ago that caused us such difficulty and happily claimed no life. Thank you. And now, O God, we remember and hold with love all who are ill or recovering from illness and injury, including Anne, Ariana, Barb, Betty, Dennis, John, Norm and Adele, Ron, for all who grieve, including Bill and Sue and their family, for all who are suffering due to fire and smoke, for all who are suffering due to racism, hatred, violence, misunderstanding, misleading propaganda, for all health caregivers, peace officers, firefighters, essential workers, and all who are dealing with illness and death due to COVID. We pray for them and it all, and for all that we name aloud and in our hearts now. And as we place our hands on our hearts, O God, we ask your Spirit to be with us in the things that are too deep for words. Hold us and comfort us with your loving and compassionate Spirit. Amen. In just a moment, we will pray together the Lord's Prayer. Throughout our worship series, we alternate new versions with the familiar. This week, I will lead using traditional words. Also available is a version from Parker Palmer, a well-known spiritual writer whose work is used widely in Protestant churches. Both are on the screen. You may pray along with me, or if you prefer, use the alternative version. And given the possibility of pausing, you may choose to do both. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread.
God works in and through us to renew each day. Each moment offers opportunity to express our God-gifted creativity. We hear messages, ancient and new, that affirm divine goodness at work and encourage us in our creative collaboration with the divine.
Our first lesson is from Psalm 84, one of the great and beloved creation psalms. Its imagery and its meaning are broad and deep. Hear the voice of the psalmist. Hear the voice of the sparrow. Hear the voice of your own soul. And hear the voice of God. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you.
And our gospel reading is taken from the lesson traditionally read on St. Francis Day, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. Jesus is speaking. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the good news.
So today is St. Francis Day, and the day that we do the blessing of the animals. Do you have an animal in your life? A pet? Could be a dog or a cat. Could be a mouse or a hamster or a lizard. Think about them if you do. And if not, think about the other animals you see every day. The birds, the squirrels, even insects. They're all around us. We had a really good conversation in Sunday school a few weeks ago when some of you were saying that you thought that animals were children of God too, not just people. And St. Francis believed that as well. He was famous for preaching to birds and animals as he walked by. People thought he was crazy. But it's an important reminder to look out for God's creation, for the other beings that we share our earth with. If this was a normal church year, we'd be meeting all out in the patio, and Fred would be blessing the animals that people brought to church. Since it's not, we'll be doing it over Zoom and in the service, but that's actually a unique opportunity. There are a lot of animals that won't be able to come to church, but that can come to a Zoom call. Cats, and maybe animals that need to be in a cage. So think about this as an opportunity to bring them to church and to get them blessed for a change. Hope to see you there.
Come as you. Each time you say
A blessed rest. You have to slow down to share compassion, to give compassion, or to receive it from another. That profound truth perhaps pinpoints a fundamental problem that so many in our world have with being and feeling and acting human, and with being a part of God's sacred creation. That very truth is certainly at the core of what St. Francis was all about, and what Jesus and what our whole biblical tradition is all about. You have to slow down in order to share compassion, to give it or receive it. And another truth like it, in the same book referenced earlier in the service, when St. Francis saved the church, how a converted medieval troubadour created a spiritual vision for the ages, the author writes, Francis did not love in the abstract. Okay. And then goes on, Francis did not love nature. Well, that's absurd. Of course Francis loved nature. He's our hero, one of them anyway, for how to love nature. Ah, and that's precisely the point. Francis didn't love nature in the abstract. He loved that bird, and that one too, and loved how that bird and his love for that bird related to God's vision for our world as found in the Bible. Francis's gift for caring was specific. And if they could speak, I should put that better, in the way that they do speak, animals show us and teach us that the gift of caring is specific. There's no abstract in our animals' ability to share and receive love. And it's the same with Francis, and with Jesus, and with our biblical tradition. I want to turn to our psalm, Psalm 84. And I want to invite you into a deep and ongoing relationship with Psalm 84. I hope in this time we are able to give it now, that it'll open you for an ongoing and regular engagement of this psalm and the depth and nuances of its meaning. We'll touch on just a couple verses. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! That sounds like a line from a song, and indeed it has been set to music many times. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! Beautiful! And, well, we might see this as a great and powerful psalm honoring and promoting the great establishments and riches of a mighty, victorious God. Hosts, after all, means, it can mean anyway, army. O God of armies. And the psalm goes on, my soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. You know, courts, like the courts of Versailles. So again, sounds like this is all about power and might and wealth and all that sort of thing. But these hints of something else keep popping up. My soul longs for. Well, my ego, certainly my desire for security or status, all of that might have me wanting for courts and fancy dwelling places. Soul? Well, if this is talking about the temple in King David's or King Solomon's glorious reign, then maybe my desire to be in and to be seen in a special place in that grand temple, maybe the idea of my soul fits in with that?
okay. But if we start being lulled down that path, all about the fancy temple and the pomp and circumstances and majestic royal precincts, we're in for a surprise. Because here it comes. Even the sparrow, it says, finds a home, and the swallow finds a nest for herself. What? I mean, can you imagine if, let's say, a bunch of wild birds got into the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., or into St. Pat's Cathedral in New York City, or for that matter, the magnificent Grace Cathedral here in San Francisco, places like that? I don't think the priests or custodians in charge would take too kindly to that sort of thing. Something would have to be done. But the psalm keeps going on in this odd and expected way. Even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow finds a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. What? Now those birds really are moving into the temple for keeps, but something funny is going on. Did you notice that phrase, at your altars? But there is only one altar in the temple. That's the way most people thought of it then, and still think. Now, let me add a footnote if you want to get really technical. Besides the altar, that really impressive central one, there was in fact a second altar in a completely separate part of the temple, which was used for burning incense. Is that where this sentence and this notion of altars is taking us? That these wild birds hadn't just found their way to the main altar, but to the secondary one too, the one that most people then and now don't even think of. That seems like a very pedestrian and imaginalist way of explaining what's going on in this marvelous pregnant psalm. What's going on is God, and what's going on is a grand and poetic statement about God and creation. What's going on is precisely the biblical wisdom and insight and tradition that Francis was picking up on. The temple is a reflection of God and a dwelling place and a holy place, you bet. And every bird's nest is a sanctuary, a holy place, a dwelling place of God. Where the mother bird lays her young, there is God. That's quite a vision, worthy of St. Francis. And it's a heavenly vision you can encounter every day. Now, if you're not fortunate to have a view of a bird's nest or other birding activity, I guarantee you, I hope and think I can anyway, that our Creator God has something spectacular flying or flitting or blossoming or breaking through a crack in the sidewalk or dropping down from the heavens, some new and holy life for you to encounter through your window or out your door, to know that God is love and God is life. Our psalm ends with, "Happy is everyone who trusts in you, O God." The biblical word here translated happy, and the biblical word that's translated blessed or blessed in other places, they're exactly the same word. It's one word. It's a blessed thing, a happy thing, to be like St. Francis, to be like our gospel writer, and to experience and to know and to share God with a bird, or a bee, or a leaf. Time-honored by saints and biblical writers, by poets and by little children, by anyone and everyone who remembers to stop, to pause, to slow down, and to share compassion, God's compassion for others, for all others, human and otherwise. Sisters and brothers, St. Francis is calling us. Our animals are calling us. Nature is calling us. Our psalm writer is calling us. And Jesus is calling us to slow down, stop, rest, pause, let God in. And as you let God in, Let your real, your authentic self out. Feel God's compassion. Share God's compassion with others and receive God's compassion from others. It's what God made you for. And let all of God's compassionate spirits say together, Amen. Amen.
God of the sparrow, God of the whale, God of the swirling stars, how does the creature say, Ah? How does the creature say, Praise? God of the earthquake, God of the storm, God of the trumpet blast, how does the creature cry, Woe? How does the creature cry, Save? God of the rainbow, God of the cross, God of the empty grave, say grace. How does the creature say thanks?
Thank you for your generous gifts to support the ongoing work of Hillcrest through sending pledges by mail or giving online. With your gifts, our ministries are able to continue their vital work to care for each other, our community, and the world. And please remember to take care of yourselves and each other during these interesting times. We are church together, stronger than ever. We give together as we support one another and support the work of our church. Let us pray. Beloved creating God, we are grateful for the many gifts you have given us. Help us to know and share your compassion through our actions and gifts. Bless these gifts that they may help others know that they are held in your loving light. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
On behalf of spreading goodness throughout the week, we pray for movement within our own hearts to embody peace and passion, compassion and power. We are not at the mercy of the way it is. We hold fast to goodness.
God of the hungry, God of the sick, God of the prodigal, how does the creature say care? How does the creature say life? God of the neighbor, God of the fall, God of the pruning hook, how does the creature say love? How does the creature say peace? God of the ages, God near at hand, God of the children say, child.
In just a moment, I'll offer a blessing for this World Communion Sunday and St. Francis and Blessing of the Animals Sunday. During this series, I've been inviting us to take the opportunity to live out our connections, to share God's compassion with others. This blessing I'm about to share ends in this way. May you be gathered into God's embrace with a smile. How might you welcome others into God's embrace with a smile? A blessing from Cuba, shared by a global missions partner of our denomination, the United Church of Christ. May God prosper you. May your days be long and your nights serene. May your friendships honor you and your family love you. May you eat at your table, and may you be gathered into God's embrace with a smile. Amen. Now let us pass the peace of Christ, the peace of God's creating and compassionate impulse. Please say together with me, the peace of Christ be with you. And now, having received that, respond, and also with you. Amen. Our service has ended. For those of you worshiping on Sunday morning, October 4th, 2020, know that we will be gathering at 11 a.m. for a very special time of fellowship, including a brief service of Holy Communion and a brief blessing of the animals. I invite you to get ready for communion by preparing a small cup of juice or other beverage and a small piece of bread, a cracker, or other such item. I also invite you to prepare a small bowl of water. We'll use that both as a remembrance of our baptism in preparation for Holy Communion and for our animal blessing. The information to join that meeting via Zoom has been circulated. If you're worshiping with us for the first time and haven't received that or otherwise have questions about it, please email me now at revfred.hillcrest@att.net. Go in peace. Shelter in peace. Be transformed and connected in peace. Amen.
Shalom Karevim, Shalom Karevim,
farewell, dear friends, stay safe, dear friends.
Shalom Karevim,
Shalom Karevim,
we'll see you again, stay safe, dear friends.
Lachitraot,
Lachitraot,
we'll see you again,
stay safe.
We'll see you again, we'll see you again. Have peace, have peace.